We asked a few of the people who were arrested after September 11th about their experiences. These are people who have no apparent link to Osama bin Laden, but they have been through interrogations and in some cases detention until their innocence of terrorism was acknowledged. One of the men the Senate Judiciary Committee heard from today is Ali al-Maktari. He is a 26-year-old French teacher from Yemen. His wife Tiffany is 20. She grew up near Asheville, North Carolina, a teenage convert to Islam who wears a traditional head cover. She entered the National Guard out of high school, met her husband in an online French chat room, and married him 2 months later. When she left the Guard and enlisted in the U.S. Army, Tiffany and Ali drove from Connecticut to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, just a few days after September 11th. At the base, they were detained and questioned. 2 days later, the FBI gave them both polygraph tests.
They told us after we had taken the test, each one separately, I don't know what they told him, but they told me that he had lied and that I had lied, and they were sending the results to the Pentagon.
Did they tell you what the lie was that they thought you had told?
For me, they didn't say nothing. They didn't tell me what the result was, because Monday I was already in jail.
By Monday, September 17th, you were in jail?
Yes.
How long did you stay in jail?
From that day until November 8th.
Tiffany was offered and took an honorable discharge from the Army. Ali's visa had expired. The INS had not yet accepted his marriage as sincere, so he was held on immigration charges. But it was an FBI affidavit that led to his being denied bond. It said that he might be part of a terrorist mosaic, and that a link between Ali Maktari and September 11th could not be ruled out. He spent most of his jail time in the West Tennessee Detention Center, in segregation. That meant at least 23 hours a day in his cell, in a unit with some hardened criminals, including one man convicted of murder in a nearby cell.
101 was like this, just near me, when we were taking a shower, started talking, why you are here? I said, INS, what about you? He said, killed someone.
What were you feeling during all this time?
Horrible. Because we have 3 days a week to take a shower. They come get you, go to the shower. So you can see body tattoo, but scary tattoo. You know, when you have this dangerous something, when you have electricity, you got this face.
Sort of lightning bolts and skull and crossbones.
To show you that's dangerous. Mm-hmm. You know, this image, you find tattoo like this in his body. Sometimes he long hair. That's scary.
Ali Maktari's lawyer says the FBI ultimately admitted it had nothing on him, and he was released on $10,000 bond. In June, he and Tiffany will have to demonstrate that their marriage is for real, not for a green card. Their relationship, they say, met with constant skepticism from their interrogators.
They have trouble believing that an American teenager can become a Muslim and can marry at the age of 19. They couldn't believe that. They also couldn't believe that we would marry in this situation, having known each other for such a small amount of time, not having dated or living together, like most people seem to do.
Well, it is unusual that young people simply converse over the internet and decide in such short time to get married.
I know. We know that.
You know that, yes.
Yeah, we know that that's unusual, but it's not unusual in Yemen, for example, or... It's unusual.
In the religion, it's not unusual.
Because our religion, we don't accept dating without getting married. You have to be engaged.
You live together as husband and wife, the two of you?
Yes.
Yes. We have a normal marriage like anyone else.
Normal life.
There was nothing since we got married that would be unusual. We know each other more than some people who've been married 5 years, I think so.
Fouad Shasa also married an American Muslim woman whom he met on the internet. She's from Texas. He is from Morocco. They married just a month after Fouad arrived at the University of South Dakota to study for an MBA. He insists this was not a green card marriage, but by the end of August, he says, their marriage was on the rocks. He went to stay with a friend in Alexandria, Virginia. Then came September 11th and the FBI's appeal for information about possible terrorists. Fouad Shasa says his wife, out of spite, turned him in.
She called and she told him that I have some connection with terrorism.
Your wife called up the government and said,
"Yeah,
you're connected to terrorism in some way.
Yeah, as a revenge. And then, yeah, they did. They came here, the FBI and an INS agent. So they came here and they took me to jail.
Mr. Shasta's wife has not replied to our email messages, but Mr. Shasta says he has no connection with any political groups, least of all with the people the FBI asked him about.
The first question was, do you know Bin Laden? How would I know this Bin Laden? I know him on TV, like any. So to ask you this direct question,
do you know Osama Bin Laden?
How would you feel? How would you feel that somebody comes and says, okay, how you doing? I'm from the FBI. Do you know Bin Laden? And gave me all the names that I've never heard. Questions were mainly about the terrorist.
About and, the...
Terrorism.
About the terrorists, yeah.
Yeah. So I gave them everything that they need. I told them, look, I give you everything that you want to investigate, any questions, anything, and I told them everything. I didn't hide anything to make it easy for me to be released, but it never happened.
After 47 days in jail, Mr. Shasha was released. He still has to show the INS that he has used his student visa to study, but he faces no terrorism charges. He spent most of his jail time in Farmville, Virginia, where, like Ali Mokhtari in Tennessee, he was placed in segregation.
They put us in what they call the hole, and that is the worst place to be in. It's where some special criminals, where they put them. And if somebody fights or anything, do anything, they put them in there. So they put us there. The bed is made of iron, and the place is called, they do it deliberately. They make it so cold. It was terrible. It was really terrible.
Arabs were not the only people who found themselves caught up in the post-September 11th dragnet. In Ohio, several Israelis were rounded up. They were apparently selling trinkets in a shopping mall without proper visas. Benny Cohen was in the country for barely a week when he found himself arrested and under interrogation by the FBI.
They asked me if I'm a Muslim and if I have any connection to terror things.
The FBI asked you if you were a Muslim?
Yes.
Your name is Benny Cohen, and you're an Israeli.
I
assume you're not a Muslim. I assume you're Jewish.
Yeah.
Did you tell them that?
Yes. I told them.
And they said?
Okay. They told me that they're just asking questions.
Fortunately for Benny Cohen, his background was understandable to the people who questioned him. Shur Singh is a naturalized U.S. citizen and a telecommunications consultant who lives in Leesburg, Virginia. Born in India, Mr. Singh is a member of the Sikh faith. In keeping with his religion, he wears a turban and strapped to his chest a symbolic miniature sword called a kirpan. On September 12th, he took a train from Boston, where he was working for a software startup company. At Providence, the train stopped and police officers got on.
A couple of officers walked down in my coach, and then they came down towards me with their pistols pointing towards me and shouted profanity at me, making me get up and took me outside the train. I wasn't explained what was going on. I tried to be very calm and composed, tried to answer any questions they had.
But you say that they actually got you up at gunpoint from your seat in the train?
Yes, that's what they did. They were two officers, very arrogant and shrewd, but maybe that's part of their job. But they offered no kindness. In other words, they thought I was a terrorist, and clearly because I wore a turban, and maybe that's what they were looking at on televisions and being told off. So there I was, off the train in handcuffs, and being offered no answers to my questions of what had happened and what was I going to do this.
Mr. Singh was led away from the train before a gallery of spectators, cameras, and government agents.
They were reporters, they were county officials there, they were CIA, INS, DEA, all kinds of ATF, all kinds of officers and reporters from major networks outside.
And you were taken away?
I was taken away, unfortunately. There was a lot of news that was broadcasted that made me look like a terrorist. But my photograph and the description about Bin Laden next to me and the ongoing events right next to me and for the days to come and weeks to come, that's what happened.
Shur Singh says the news reports showing him being led away proved helpful. His family saw them and got a lawyer to assist him. After 8 hours of questioning, he was released. He says that his kirpan, his 6-inch-long symbolic sword, exceeded the Rhode Island limit for concealed knives by 3 inches. He was charged with that violation, but later the mayor of Providence announced that Singh will not be prosecuted on that count. According to federal officials, close to 1,200 people were detained after September 11th. 553 have been charged with immigration violations. 105 have been charged with federal offenses. 55 of them are in custody. Just under half of those who were arrested were charged with no offense at all.